Superpower suicide, when a giant chooses to step off the stage. A vision of America's future as a nation that remains powerful but no longer leads, gradually yielding the center of the world to rising powers as its own foundations quietly erode. By Bear Howard and Associates. By the time the world reaches 2100, America may still be large, wealthy, armed, creative, and present, but no longer the owner of the theater. It may still have a seat near the front, but the stage lights will no longer automatically turn toward it. The story will not be remembered as one dramatic fall. It will be remembered as something stranger, a nation that had everything required to remain indispensable, but slowly trained itself to become optional. The phrase for that story may be superpower suicide. Not because America vanished. Not because another army conquered it. Not because one rival suddenly replaced it. But because, while the world changed, America spent too many years arguing with itself, doubting its own institutions, weakening its own educational base, treating alliances as temporary transactions, leaning too heavily on military dominance, and forgetting that power is not the same thing as legitimacy. The outside world has already begun to notice. The U.S. intelligence community's own long-range work describes a future of fragmented economic and security blocs centered not only on the United States, but also China, the European Union, Russia, and regional powers. In other words, not an American century repeating itself, but a crowded century where America is one pole among others. From China's point of view, this is not merely a rivalry. It is a study in internal contradictions. Chinese strategic thinkers have long watched America's divisions, its inequality, cultural fragmentation, institutional distrust, and political paralysis, not as moral failures, but as weaknesses in the operating system of a superpower. Their bet is not necessarily that China must defeat America outright. Their quieter bet is that America may defeat the best version of itself. Europe watches differently. It does not always dream of America's decline, often it fears it. But fear can become preparation. When European leaders and analysts begin saying dependence on American military power is no longer tenable, they are not declaring America irrelevant. They are saying something more historically important: the old assumption of automatic American leadership is no longer safe. That is how empires and great powers lose their place. Not all at once. First, allies hedge. Then rivals accelerate. Then neutral nations stop waiting for permission. Then the old leader discovers that the world has learned how to move without it. Rome did not fall simply because barbarians appeared. Rome weakened because the civic glue that held it together thinned, because its institutions became burdened by faction, spectacle, inequality, and overextension. Britain did not stop maturing after empire, it remained influential, cultured, wealthy, and respected. But it stopped being the world's central command post. The sun did not set in one moment. It dimmed across generations. America's version, if it comes, may look like this: still the home of great universities, but no longer clearly educating its population for the age ahead. Still rich, but increasingly unequal and internally suspicious. Still armed beyond comparison, but less able to convert force into durable influence. Still democratic in form, but less trusted by its own people. Pew has tracked long-running low trust in the federal government, and recent surveys show frustration cutting across both major parties. And education may become one of the quiet warning bells. The OECD's PISA results show that only 61% of 15-year-old students in the U.S. reached basic proficiency across math, reading, and science in 2022. That is not just a school statistic. It is a national capacity statistic. A country cannot remain first by memory. It has to keep producing people capable of building the future. By 2100, the world may not have one king. China may lead in manufacturing systems, infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and state-directed technological deployment. Europe, if it finally learns to act as one civilization state rather than a committee of nations, may become the great regulatory, diplomatic, and economic balancer. Africa, with its population growth and urban energy, may become the century's rising engine. India may become an enormous technological and demographic force. A redesigned Russia, if it ever escapes its dependence on extraction and grievance, could matter again in a different form. And America? America will still be there. Still loud. Still creative. Still capable of reinvention. Still too large to ignore. But it may no longer be the country that sets the terms of the world. That is the real meaning of superpower suicide, not death, but demotion by self-neglect. The prophecy is not that America disappears. The prophecy is that America becomes one powerful nation among many, looking back on the years when it confused inheritance with destiny. And the only force that can interrupt that prophecy is not a bigger military, not a louder anthem, not nostalgia, not rage. It is a population that finally says, "We are not entitled to lead. We have to become worthy of leading again." Do you agree with this hypothesis? What do you think of the concept of superpower suicide as a real possibility for the current environment of America? Leave your comments here. Bear Howard.